creative journey is not an easy one. We're here to help. The Lightning Rod is a safe space to talk about branding, marketing, business, and the creative industry. Today's host is Tammy Nguyen.
What up, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of The Lightning Rod. Today's episode, let's talk about what's in season right now, which is this episode's coming out after Thanksgiving. So we're just going to talk about being thankful. I think it's a good season for that. It's the holidays here in the US and it's a good time to just be thankful for a lot of things. I think there is a lot for us to be thankful for this year, especially here at TCF. I don't know about everybody else's situation. I know with the year, COVID happening across the globe, it's not easy for a lot of people to say that. And it's also not, you know, a fun time to be celebrating. But hopefully this episode serves not only as education, but something for you to be joyful about and hopefully help you plan into next year, whether with or without COVID. Hopefully it's another prosperous year for us all. So let's go into what we're thankful for here at TCF, or specifically what am I thankful for? Definitely most thankful for you guys, the supporters, and for the team. So firstly, with you guys. So you guys listening to this every single episode, like our numbers have been increasing by the week, which is awesome. I really thought like this year we're just not going to do well with the podcast because who really is listening to podcasts if they're not traveling, right? Like if you're not on a commute of some sort, then what are you doing? To see our numbers rise, that means like possibly you guys are listening to this at home, you guys are working, you guys are listening to us or something of that sort. And it makes me feel a lot of joy, overall a lot of happiness because like I said, I thought this wasn't going to work out and it really did. So I am thankful for you guys. And I'm also thankful for all the supporters that we gained this year. For our milestone this year, we wanted to reach over 1,000 followers on Instagram. Seems so small, right? But it's actually a really big deal for us because for the longest, I felt like we were stuck at 600, 700 followers. And then eventually when we got to 800 followers, I was like, okay, like, you know, like we could get there, but it seems like 1,000 was so far away and we were able to get over 1,000 followers. And that's probably one of the happiest feelings is because those 1,000 followers were, maybe not all of them are like super number one supporters of TCF, right? Like they could have just followed us in passing or anything of that sort. But overall, all organic followers. We never bought followers. We've never done any weird tactics to get followers outside of, I guess, the typical stuff is like when we host events, people are like following us, or like if we're doing some type of work for somebody and they're like, they're promoting us and then other people follow us. I guess that's the only real difference there. But we're very thankful for that. Even though if all 1,000 followers are not like listeners of the podcast, it would be great if all 1,000 people were listening to us here on the podcast, but we understand that that's not the reality that we're dealing with when we're working on social media. So just overall thankful for you guys, the 1,000 followers, the overall reach that we've done this year was awesome. And it makes us feel like we've done impact. It makes us feel like we've done some good in the world because a lot of days, just like my previous episode dealing with imposter syndrome, a lot of the times it feels like defeat. And a lot of times it feels like we're not doing what we're meant to be doing, even though we don't really know what it is that we're meant to be doing. I think we're kind of just like very passionate about the things that we do and it has come to this. And so overall, just very thankful for you guys and the supporters that we've gained over this past year. And additionally, of course, none of this would be possible without you guys. But then additionally, the team behind me that works behind me, long hours into the night, including myself, long weekends, sometimes it's like day by day by day and we're just working super hard. And it's a big thanks to the team. So if they're listening to this, thank you to you guys. But if you're not listening, I will tell you guys this soon enough because our anniversary dinner is coming up. It's just a big thank you because without the team members to kind of help facilitate the work, it would have been impossible. I can almost guarantee it because being a freelancer for the past, I want to say 7 years now, and then, you know, I didn't think this was possible because I thought like I was just going to be that one little freelancer all my life, maybe working for companies here and there just to get some rolling income in, but then going back to freelance, like who knows what I would have done, you know? And so to open a design agency was like far beyond my imagination, because I was like, I'm not really a leader. I like to work with teammates, but I don't know if I'm a leader. I don't know if I could take like the sales process in, get clients, and then distribute the client work to teammates. We're not perfect, but however, it's been working. And that's what I'm really thankful for, is to have a team that's so flexible. So a lot of my teammates right now are working either part-time jobs, or some people are working full-time, including myself, working full-time and doing this on the side. And I believe it's because we have a mission, and I believe it's a mission that they all believe in. And outside of me, of course, I believe in our mission, but because they believe in our mission, I believe that has helped propelled all of us to grow our brand. So the side of us that works with clients, yes, that's so important. Like, you know, we have these clients, et cetera, that we had to fulfill the orders. But at the same time, having the brand side where we're teaching people, like through the podcast, or we're doing events or workshops or anything like that, those kind of things are even more core to us, because it makes us feel like we're building some type of impact, or we're building some type of community to create an impact. That's what makes everybody feel so fulfilled. And so I think that propels us into doing better for our clients as well, because we know we have to do well there in order to make the funding to support everything that we're doing on the other side, until the brand side actually makes its own like consistent income. We do make some money now on the brand side. However, it's not as consistent as our client work. So I think that it's definitely a hand-holding situation on both sides. And so on that final note, I'm very thankful for the clients and the partnerships and COVID. I know a lot of people can't say this because COVID is, you know, causing deaths across the globe, and just spiking cases and all that stuff. I understand how that, you know, how that goes into play, especially me working in staffing. Like, COVID has ruined the job market. A lot of people were on unemployment in the beginning, and it was crazy. Unemployment laws were changing left and right. We had to keep up. And then now when it seems like we're having some type of bounce back, it does seem like, you know, there's still a lot up in the air, especially with COVID. But I am more than proud to say that with COVID, we have skyrocketed our company. Needless to say, like, a lot of companies out there have not been doing well, and they're in hot water right now, and I feel for those companies. But for us, I just like to be transparent with that, is that COVID was a blessing in disguise for us. It was one of the things that propelled us. Like, I keep using the word propel today, but really because we've been propelling. Because of COVID, I believe all of our clients may have to make that transition online, and that suddenness was too urgent. So they couldn't find, or like didn't have the graphic design, or didn't have like the needs ready to go. And so I am thankful that I was, you know, top of mind for these people, or like TCF was top of mind for them, because they came to me and they started saying like, well, you know, because of COVID, we have to transition. We have to move everything online, and we need help with that, because we just don't have the resources right now. And we just quite honestly don't have the money, because a lot of this with the COVID situation, we have to be like super tight on budget. And so that's where we come in as a team as well, is that we fulfill clients' needs based on budget. Of course, as long as it's, you know, based on our needs as well. So there has to be some type of middle ground. And more than likely, our clients understand. They don't demand outside of the budgets that they proposed, which is awesome. We only work within the budgets that they have, and we do our best to meet halfway with them. And so I think that has given us a lot of opportunity this year. And I'm telling you, some months it's like, I believe last year in 2019, some months it was like, how are we making money this month? And then suddenly this month, it seems like every single month we're getting deposits in. And that is a genuine, really good feeling, because that helps us understand like we're doing something right. This is the method. This is the tactic. And I wish that upon you guys as well, is like to keep pushing, even though we're having such hard times upon us. So obviously, yes, COVID is really tragic. And I encourage you guys to take care of your health. You know, stay sanitized. Wear your mask, keep distance from everybody. If you don't have to go out, don't necessarily go out, because that's how we've been doing it. Like, we've been working remote and everything has been working really fine for us. And so I encourage that in you guys, is that this is an opportunity. Everybody's at home. Everybody's at home right now. And, or at least they should be at home. Everybody is at least trying to be at home. And a lot of businesses are making their move toward, you know, virtual remote work. This is an opportunity for you to really step into the field and see if like you can land some clients there, etc. And of course, like, I'm not guaranteeing anything. I think a lot of this had to do with sales. Like, a lot of it had to be me understanding, me being the bigger person, me putting my foot down on certain things, or me lifting my foot on certain things and letting it pass. So I think it is a game that we have to play. However, I think it's a journey worth taking, especially right now. A lot of things are flexible right now. And so I think, needless to say, of, you know, the strict restrictions that there are, but there are a lot of other flexible things going on in the world. So there may be an opportunity here and there where you don't have to come into an office. You can work remote, which gives you the opportunity to get more clients. And so I just want to end today's episode on, outside of those things I'm thankful for, obviously very thankful for you guys and thankful for our supporters, etc. I really want to wish you a very happy holidays. I don't know what you guys celebrate. Do you celebrate anything at all? But needless to say, just happy holidays. Even if you don't celebrate anything specific, it's a good time to rejuvenate. It's a good time to relax. It's a good time to hustle as well. So it's all in between. While we're busy, etc., that's probably one of our next episodes, is talking about being productive in the holidays. Even among all of this that's going on, I think there's a lot of things that we can learn from it. And I think there's a lot we can learn in the holidays, because the holidays, to be honest with you, this is where I use my psychology, I guess, is that it's a time to shop. It's a time to spend money, like capitalism, right? So it's a good time for a lot of people to start investing into their business for next year, especially in terms of like design, branding, marketing, anything of that sort. So if you work in any of those fields, this may be a good time to get your foot in the door, or to at least start talking to these people and, you know, secure yourself some contracts for 2021, which we'll talk about in the next episode about goals. I think that will be a very fun and very, or not fun, I don't know if it's fun, but I think it's going to be a very productive episode where you can learn a lot, and we'll keep it moving from there. So I'll see you in the next episode. Let's hustle.
Did you know that we have an entire content library for you to learn from? Check out our website for more information. Thanks for tuning in today. The Lightning Rod is powered by the creative folks.